This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the constant pull between our flesh and spirit. In this series, I'm thinking about those things that can draw us into a deeper communion with God. And one way of doing this is by choosing our spirit over our flesh. This is exactly the decision David was faced with when his men brought him a drink offering. So one day, David expressed to three of his mightiest warriors that he was longing for a drink from the well in Bethlehem. So these three warriors broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water from this very well in Bethlehem. Although when David learned that his own men risked their lives to get this water for him, he poured the water out on the ground. Now, if you were observing all of this, you might be thinking, wait a minute, these warriors just risked their lives to get this water for you, and now you're going to throw it out? Are you kidding me? But David saw things differently. He understood that the liquid his men brought back was far more precious than mere water to quench his thirst. So he decided to forego his flesh to offer this precious water as a drink offering to God. During the Lent season, we are constantly faced with choosing between our flesh and spirit. Although once we make the right choice, there isn't more rewarding feeling. So what are you choosing to offer up to God today to go deeper with Him? As you think about that, allow these words to encourage you. But I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, choose your spirit over your flesh.